Sades. An event which took place in 1981 again brought Freemasonry into the public eye. Police officials conducting an investigation in Italy obtained a list of members of the Propaganda du Masonic Lodge, P2 for short. That list contained the names of senior civil servants, the police chiefs of four large Italian cities, industrialists, financiers, the editors of a famous newspaper, and TV stars. The name at the top of the list was that of Licio Gelli. Gelli was a militant fascist, a fierce supporter of Mussolini, who had shed blood in the fascist ranks during the Spanish Civil War. He was now Grand Master of the P2 Lodge. The investigators revealed that the Lodge played a major role in the running of the state, was involved in a large part of the corruption in Italy, and even that it was the most powerful arm of the Italian Mafia. P2 was the main player in a number of bombings and assassinations, and enjoyed close relations with the famous Gladio organization. Documents collected by the Parliamentary Investigation Commission revealed that P2 was an international organization influential in all fields, from arms trading to crude oil prices. The Italian press devoted considerable space to P2's illegal activities. The P2 Lodge continued the Masonic tradition with the strange ceremonies it practiced, as well as with its political activities. Following the corruption scandals with their links to Freemasonry, Operation Clean Hands was launched, though to no avail. The Masons knew all too well how to cover their tracks. P2 is only one example of the way the Masons organize inside the state. There are hundreds of Masonic lodges all over the world, which secretly carry out illegal activities which never come to light. The ultimate aim of all these is the ideal of Masonic world domination, which they have inherited from the Templars. What we have seen in this film shows that the course of history and current events are different to how they sometimes appear, and that there are dark aims behind processes and events which are assumed to have come about naturally. As God reveals in the Quran, in Surah 16, there are those who plot evil actions, and these sometimes have a greater influence than is supposed. The Knights Templars, who are one of these, never disappeared, and they still exist today, although in the form of Freemasons. Lodges, which still meet today in America under the name of the Knights Templars, are active as a branch of Freemasonry. The Templars, who go under different names and guises, but who all act with the same aim in mind, are trying to change the direction of the world in line with their own interests by increasing their own power. They have used all possible methods to that end, and are still doing so today. The fundamental objective of the activities they pursue under the name of Freemasonry is to spread the outdated materialist philosophy they have inherited from pagan beliefs by doing away with the divine religions. That is why they support such atheistic ideas as Darwin's theory of evolution, materialism, and humanism, and seek to use a wide range of concepts, including science, art, the media, literature, and music for their own ends. In the Quran, God describes those who oppose the true religion and proper moral values as corruptors and describes their end thus. As for those who did not believe and barred access to the way of God, we will heap punishment on top of their punishment because of the corruption they brought about. The duty of all people of good conscience in the face of such dark forces which organize corruption and wage a systematic campaign against religion and believers is to engage in an intellectual struggle. The solution to the erroneous philosophies which these dark forces would impose on mankind lies in the moral values of the Quran. Believers who fulfill that responsibility achieve the honor of being a means whereby God's promise in the Quran will come about. Rather, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it cuts right through it, and it vanishes clean away. Woe without end for you, for what you portray.